part of that has to do with their starting quarterback who was injured, suffered a concussion week one, week two, and then hasn't been able to bounce back from that. And so they're rolling with a freshman quarterback that is pretty athletic with his legs. So they'll run a lot of Q runs. They'll get into some heavy sets. They'll use their big tight ends, and they'll try to play some smash mouth football with you. So that's kind of what we're expecting. Their defense, like always, is good, and they become aggressive when their backs are against the wall. So, you know, we're prepared for that on offense as well. But, you know, just overall, you know, we were expecting a good knockdown, drag out affair, game that, you know, will go into the fourth quarter, and hopefully we come out victorious.
Tyler Staker, co-football coach, joining us, 3:23 here in the gym class for Thursday in KGYM. Talk about your quarterback right now. Quentin White was in there in the Wartburg game. Probably didn't have his best statistical game anyway, but he's a guy that comes to Co out of the state of Missouri down the St. Louis area.
Yeah, him and his twin brother, Colton. So we have Colton and Quentin. Both those young men have really grown in their time here. You know, last year as freshmen, Colton was with the varsity a little bit. Quentin primarily played in the JV and the scout. But, you know, throughout last year and then with spring ball, they've really grown. And Quentin got his opportunity when our starter, Zach Andre, broke his wrist. And Quentin jumped in there and just had a really good game against Nebraska Wesleyan. Played really well, played well against Simpson, and then, you know, got knocked down a little bit versus Wartburg, but we're looking for him to bounce back. He's had a really good week of practice and he's prepared well, so we're excited to see how he responds, you know, with some of that adversity, you know, that we had a couple weeks ago.
You know, you're looking for all types of recruiting advantages, Tyler. I know every coach does, but you got a beautiful facility being renovated and renovated across the street or nearby your football field, and talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, our weight room, they just finished that up just this past summer, so the first time that we've been able to work out in there, but it's a brand new facility, state-of-the-art weight room, and then we have a brand new performance center. And this is really nice. I mean, it's one of the best in the state, and then, you know, maybe one of the best in the nation for Division III schools. So we're really excited about it. It's something for our players and our student athletes to be really proud of, you know, when you have an elite facility to work out in. And we have a tremendous strength coach in Matt Walter, who just does a tremendous job of working out our student athletes and getting them prepared to compete at a high level and compete for championships. So, you know, that's something that I know the administration and the athletic director, you know, was really pushing for, is, you know, to give back to those student athletes and give them some opportunities to train at in a high level in a nice facility, you know, to compete for championships down the road.
You guys overcame your first ever long bus ride to Lincoln. how was that headed over there to take on Nebraska Wesleyan?
It was good. You know, last year when we played them, it's like a 5-hour bus ride, and then we had a 5-hour game. There was 3 lightning delays in that game last year in 2016 when we played them. And so it was a 5-hour bus ride, 5-hour game, and then we came back on a 5-hour bus ride back. So this year, just it felt like a short little trip. We got the game in about 3 hours, and we were home at a decent time.
Not too bad, anyway. Are they ever going to come to Cedar Rapids, or is it?
Yeah, well, you know, we've had a good streak there. We're 2-0, so. Next year, I think I'm going to try to figure out a way where we can go back to Lincoln and play them again.
Are you disappointed you don't get to see the blue field at Luther, Tyler?
Well, we'll see it next year.
Okay.
no red crimson fields coming to Clark Field, right?
Oh, no. That'll make my eyes go buggy watching the film. I cannot do that. More power to them, man. It's one thing from a recruiting standpoint. It's another thing as a coach when you have to watch film every single day, and you got the blue field and blue uniforms. It just, that would give me a headache.
How's Dad doing and the rest of the staff?
They're doing great. Yeah, he's still kicking around and fiery as ever, getting after those defensive linemen. You know, we have a little shakeup with our staff and Coach Atwater, who, you know, had been a longtime coach here at Coe for 27 years, decided to step down. And, that was a huge hit to our program. He's a great man and a great coach. But Nick Schroeder, our defensive coordinator, stepped in. He's done a really good job. Myers Hendrickson is in his second year as our offensive coordinator, and he's doing a tremendous job as well. And then we have two interns, Charles Watkins, who returns for the second year, and then Sam Newmaster, who's in his first year coaching with us.
Do I have the right? Go ahead.
We got some young coaches on staff.
Do I have the right weekend? Is this homecoming?
Say it again, Mark.
Is this homecoming weekend?
Yes, this is. Yep.
So you got Fred Jackson and his brother being honored, I believe, right?
Yeah, we do. That's pretty exciting. You going to be there, Mark?
I'm going to try.
All right.
Fred could probably just get back in a uniform. Maybe slip him in there against the Dutch a little bit.
You know, I don't think they would notice, right?
No,
yeah, right.
Not at all.
You know, he's talked about, you know, I know some teams have entertained bringing him on, you know, in the NFL.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a, you know, what there all is to that, but I know, like, I think Minnesota's inquired about him, and I don't know, we'll see. Hopefully, that'd be great. I'm a Vikings fan, and I'd love to see Fred, you know, get another year, 2 years at it, and then with the Vikings, that'd make it extra special.
Yeah. Before I let you go, I know that big games the rest of the year, probably got to, you know, if you're thinking about the postseason, got to run the table, certainly, and maybe even get a little bit of help. But you know what? Stranger things have happened in the world of sports, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, for us, we're looking to improve. You know, that's our big goal, improve every day. At the end of each week, we want to go 1-0, and then we start all over. And just, you know, try to be better than we were the day before, better than we were the week before. So I'm not looking too far ahead into that. We've got a tall task ahead of us with Central. Know it's going to be a good team, but we'll be ready to go. We'll be prepared.
All right, sounds good. We'll let you get off the practice. Tyler, thank you very much for joining us. Best of luck to the Cohawks on Saturday and the rest of the season. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on.
All right, thanks.
Yep, we'll see you.
3:30 here on the Gym Class. Tyler Staker, co-football coach. And yes, we are going to effort Coach Brodigam at Cornell as well, because mm-hmm. we are an equal opportunity program here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we will have Vince on as well, but having homecoming this week. 3:30 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We're going to get the panel together coming up in about 10 minutes or so to have the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, but there's more to talk about last night and how things went at the Lane. So we'll kick that around for you coming up here in just a little bit. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up two winners, a pair apiece to each winner. Rough Rider tickets, Rough Riders in Omaha, Saturday. And you can get your tickets at Cedar Rapids Ice Arena box office. You can also get them online at RiderTownUSA.com. That is a website for the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders as they open up their season against Omaha Saturday night, 7:05. They drop the puck on October the 14th. And we're going to take two winners, callers 5 and 6, at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You will go see the Rough Riders on Saturday night. Back with more after this.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid AIR is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid AIR has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The AIR offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
First place is on the line in Class 3A, District 4, this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unanich. Join John Haggerty and me Friday at 7 on 1600 AM as 8th-rated West Delaware meets up with the Marion Indians. The Hawks sit atop the district standings with a perfect mark, with the Indians one game back heading into this big-time showdown. That's high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union, number 8 West Delaware at Marion. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM, the main gym, and KGYMradio.com.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid AIR is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid AIR has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The AIR offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class on KGYM.
Congratulations to Matt in Cedar Rapids and John from Cedar Rapids as they are going to go see the Rough Riders on Saturday night. Make your plans to head to the Rough Rider game. Hey, make it a doubleheader. Go over, see Coast Central, 1 o'clock, plenty of time, tailgate prior, and... You know, maybe between games, be over about 4-ish, 4:30-ish, right in there, and then go to the Rough Rider game.
D3 football is fun.
It is fun. It is fun.
You don't have much of any parking issues. You can get a good seat, good concessions, good tailgate. There's a lot of fun at the D3 game.
It is. I encourage you to do so. Before we get to Bowling Night in America wrap-up, news coming out of Iowa City today. The University of Iowa has announced that they have finalized their schedule for the 2020 football season. And, of course, all that did was fuel the fire some more for the debate between should there be a big-time matchup, maybe even a neutral site matchup, between Iowa and another Power 5 school. Because Iowa announced today that in 2020, the Hawkeyes are going to entertain the UNI Panthers to close out their non-conference schedule. You're wondering, at home or on the road, oh, wait a minute, I thought Jim Delaney said that Big Ten teams cannot play FCS teams, Division I AA teams. Well, they kind of backed down on that after the Big Ten went to 9 conference games, and if you're playing, what is it? If you have one less game, they're going to allow Big Ten schools to play, 1AA schools.
In 2020, Iowa will open at home against Northern Iowa, play Iowa State at Kinnick Stadium, then have a conference game at Minnesota, go back into non-conference play at home against Northern Illinois, and then play out the rest of its Big Ten schedule. Listen, good for Northern Iowa, good for the football program getting a paycheck, but is there no one else out there that could play?
Well, I think it's just...
It's a nice gesture towards you and I.
Yes, I hope it's Iowa trying to help a fellow regent school out in the state. Perhaps Iowa State is not... Obviously, Iowa State doesn't have UNI scheduled that year. And if I were Iowa State plays UNI, I have no problem with it.
Next year, 2018, it's Northern Illinois, Iowa State, and UNI to start the season. 2019, a little bit different, Miami of Ohio, then a conference game against Rutgers, and then at Iowa State, a bye week, and then mighty Middle Tennessee State.
That's when they move the season up 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And Middle Tennessee State's not bad. The Blue Raiders are not a bad team.
Okay.
Okay. Since Iowa State's win over Oklahoma, I don't think we're hearing as much chatter out there. There's still the chatter. It's not going to go away that Iowa should play, you know, Auburn or whatever the case may be. But if Iowa State keeps improving and keeps improving, I'm not so sure you're going to want to have two Power 5 teams that you're going to play at that point. I mean, that's an awful lot to chew out there if you're the Iowa Hawkeyes, I think, coming up.
Yeah, and I get it. The Big Ten's tough enough, and that's what Kirk Ferentz will tell you, and it's not far from the truth if it is far from the truth. The Big Ten is grueling. There's no question about it. And when you play that many games in the league, maybe you need to seek a breather or two. But I don't think going forward Iowa State's going to be any breather. I don't know what Miami of Ohio's got.
Not a lot right now.
So there you have it. 2020, you and I back on the schedule.
All right. Back on the schedule last night was Bowling Night in America. And we have a wrap-up for you. It is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The home of Bowling Night in America. Some Wednesdays are better than others.
It was a 1-2 matchup last night. Durline Scale, who has kind of walked through the league this early in the
year. They're Alabama without Nick Saban.
And along comes Middle Tennessee State in the form of the Rusty Nails. We happened to be in second place going into last night, and we were four games back, and to think we're going to get four from Durline Scale is not going to happen. But we were hopeful after winning the first game by 19. And then really had a shot at the second game.
It was close.
And didn't pull it off. They won by 30-some, and then we decided to leave the premises or something similar to that in the
we
third game.
We thought bowling night ended at about 7:40.
Well, it did. It turns out it did.
And
we got waxed the last game, so Durline got 3 out of 4 points, and now stand at 21-3 on the year. Yes, we're one of the three, we fall into a second place tie with KBO Catering at 15-9, so we're still positioned okay. But this Durline Scale team with Roger Taylor and Kevin Klein and Jeff
night.
Durline and they're tough.
Didn't even see Chad. They didn't even need Chad.
I think he'll be back after swimming season.
He'll be back after Lindmar's swimming season. So, good guys, though.
Marcus,
good guys.
Our good friend Marcus Smits was at it again last night. 279, 268, 236 for a tidy 783 series. Lon Pepper and Trevor Wald also with 700s. And to top it off, Marcus Smits's lovely daughter got me for a 20 spot last night. cute as hell. I think she's 8 or 9 years old. She's got, listen, this is the best sales line ever, okay? She's selling these pizza cards.
Don't mention the pizza
no, I'm not.
People.
Pizza cards for 20 bucks to get. I think she's at a dance studio and she needs palms or something like that. But she answered all my questions.
She did a great job.
And the line of the night was, I only have one more left.
And did you?
So she's got one more left.
Did you see what Rusty did? He just sent it right over to you.
One more left, and a sweet little girl. She's speaking for herself, not letting the parents sell the damn things. So I peel off a 20, and there we go. Good cause,
but
though.
You won all three card games. So
I did. I had the
money.
Yeah, pretty much even split last night,
except for how we did in our matchup. But we'll try it again next week. We'll give it the old college try next week.
You bet we will. And if you have any inquiries about equipment, open bowling, league bowling, what have you, give May City Bowl a call, 362-0136. Or please visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Poll question up on the website still. Emil's Hideaway poll question. Will the Cubs advance to the NLCS, or are the Nats going to win tonight? And you can vote right now at kgymradio.com. We'll have the game for you at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM. Carolina hosting Philadelphia in a dandy Thursday night NFLer. That's brought to you by Mediacom, and that will be coming up on 107.5 and 106.3 FM tonight as well, beginning at 7 o'clock. So flip-flop, back and forth. Football fans, you got your game. Baseball fans, you got your game. And You don't care, just flip back and forth.
I might have to get a pizza and watch them.
There
all.
You go. All right. We'll take a break. Panel will assemble, and we will have the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 for you when we return after this on KGYM. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Join the Coach's Corner Sports Pub and Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub for their annual golf classic this Saturday at Finkbine Golf Course. This two-person shamble tees up with a 10 a.m. shotgun start. Plus, there'll be food, drinks, prizes, a live and silent auction, and music after. Sign up today at Coach's Corner Sports Pub on Mormon Truck Boulevard or Carl and Ernie's on Highway 1 in Iowa City. Brought to you by Budweiser, 7G Distributing, Zephyr Printing and Design, BillionAuto.com, Two Rivers Bank, and your favorite Linksters here at KGYM.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you on the Gym Class for a Thursday here on KGYM. Don't forget, tomorrow we're out and about. Tailgate Tour. We'll be out at Marion, and Gary Fickle and David Schulte will be down at West High in Iowa City coming up tomorrow, beginning at 3 o'clock. Really good high school football game coming your way in 1600 tomorrow night with West Delaware in town to take on Marion. And then, Alex, we'll see if Iowa City West can clinch the district championship coming up tomorrow as West High will host the Linmar Lions. That's going to be on both 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. And right now, it is a tradition unlike any other. Sorry, Masters. It is the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, brought to you by Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. And tell us more about that. These are Mr. Todd Brommelkamp.
Yeah, so West High is at home tomorrow.
Yes, they
are. We'll have a lot of green and gold at the Coach's Corner
for the KGYM road trip,
driven by Linder Tire. Well, yeah, Linmar folks, come on in. We always tell people that are heading down to Iowa City to stop on in on Friday at the Coach's Corner. But we've got, well, I'd say six great games here, but I'd be lying when we rattle off the first one. We've got Sean with us.
We have Sean
today. All right, Sean, I know was heartbroken last night when the Nationals beat the Chicago Cubs, but you'll get right back on the train tonight with Kyle Hendricks, won't you, Sean?
I got my Nats hat on. I told Rob I'd go buy a Nats hat for the final game, so been sporting that all day.
Yeah, but whose final game? Ah, no, don't answer that. Look, a couple weeks ago, we had an 0-6 on the panel, and last week, we had a 6-0. And so,
I can't believe it was me.
Just to keep the golf analogies going, stepping up to the tee, he has honors after going 6-0 last week. Our very own Alex Kuhn, and your reward for going 6-0 is you get to be the first person to pick the Rutgers at Illinois game.
Wow, what a reward.
Right, people are going to go, what is this game on there? It's on there because it's Rutgers at Illinois, and the spread is 2.5. Illinois is a 2.5-point favorite at home against Rutgers. Alex Kuhn, impart to all of the listeners your wisdom about this game that no one cares about.
I don't have much wisdom other than to say that I think Illinois, making the quarterback change, they went from god-awful to just awful, and Rutgers is still god-awful. So I will say Illinois will cover the spread.
Thank goodness we're going to be golfing, hopefully Saturday, Sean.
Yeah, I hope the weather holds up for us.
Hey, do you still got spots left?
I got three more spots left, if anybody's interested. So
okay.
It's a two-man shamble. It's going to be fun.
It will be. All right, what do you think about this?
I'll go with Rutgers.
Going to go with the Scarlet Knights. You know what, Illinois made the right move with bringing in Jeff George Jr. And the Rutgers is still awful, and I'll take Illinois. I'm going to take Illinois because they're not favored very often.
Fairly confident about this, but I find it odd that it's only 2.5. But I'll still go ahead and take Illinois.
Kyle.
Yeah, one of these teams is going to have to win this game. I'm literally, just because they're at home, I'm taking Illinois.
Nothing like starting off 0-1 on the picks, but I'm going to take Rutgers here. Just me and Sean, I guess, will be cohabitating on the island. But Rutgers and the points and hope for a 17-16 ball game or something like that. Speaking of Sean, you get selection number one on the second game, Purdue at Wisconsin, and the Badgers are a 15.5-point favorite.
Ooh. That sounds like a lot of points, doesn't it? Purdue kind of screwed me last week, so I'll take them this week. I'll take Purdue.
All right, going to go with the Boilers. I'm going to go with Wisconsin. That defense is really, really good. And after what they did to Nebraska last week, I'm going to go with Bucky.
I think it's a lot of points as well, but this game has 27-20 written all over it. Give me Wisconsin.
No, what? You're going Wisconsin or Purdue?
So 27-10, I meant to say.
Okay,
oh, 27-10.
Okay. So Wisconsin.
I'm not the only person who's bad at math here, okay?
Whoa, wait.
I meant to say 27-10. I'm sorry.
Very confused there momentarily, Kyle.
Deloitte and Touche needs to have an inquiry.
Let the record show that Wisconsin is the pick. It is in pen and the ink is dry, Kyle.
Yeah, Purdue's one of my favorite teams in the Big Ten. They're interesting on both sides of the ball, and I think that's too many points. I'll take Purdue.
One of your favorite teams?
Yeah, why not?
Well, somewhere between 1 and 14. boy. That Wisconsin defense is so good. I'm intrigued by Purdue, and I think that this could be a 14-point ball game. So go ahead and give me the Boilermakers and the points and watch Wisconsin win 38-3.
Alex.
The Boilermakers have made me some money this year, only figuratively, of course, because this is the only time I'm actually betting on the spreads, but I'm going to continue to roll with them. Give me the Boilermakers.
Game number three, Scott Unash stepping up to the tee box for Minnesota and Michigan State. This game is at TCF Bank Stadium, and Michigan State is a 4-point favorite.
Yeah, Minnesota's laid two eggs in a row, and Michigan State is rolling. They can't afford to lose to Minnesota if they want to have a shot at winning the East. So I'm going to take Sparty in this one. Sorry, PJ.
Hangover City. Michigan State may win this 123-20, but I'll take the points.
I'm going to say exactly what Scott said. Minnesota's not coming out as hot in Fleck's first year as they probably hoped, and Michigan State on the flip side is pretty hot. I'm going to take Michigan State.
And I'm going to say exactly what Mark said. This is a bad spot for Sparty, and I know Minnesota didn't exactly play that great last weekend, but I've watched enough college football in my life to know when you get up, you put 110% into getting up for that game against your rival, and especially when you go on the road and beat them at their place, they're going to be sleepwalking into the Twin Cities. So go ahead and give me Minnesota, and I think I just signed the death warrant for the Gophers this weekend, but why not? Alex.
No, Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
I watched a team last night on a little bit of Wednesday night Fun Belt action. Troy, who went in and beat LSU the week before, lost to 1-4 South Alabama at home last night. I think a similar fate for Michigan State this week. Row the boat.
Fun Belt?
Fun Belt action. Hashtag. That is actually their hashtag, official hashtag.
I believe that's what the folks in Minneapolis call Grain Belt, isn't it?
Fun Belt.
Scott?
Yes, it does.
Spent enough time up
Schmidt
there.
Schmidt and Grain Belt, yes.
Sean, Michigan State or Minnesota?
At some point, everybody's going to have to give Michigan State some credit. I think they're pretty good. I didn't think that when they played us because, I don't know, I thought maybe we were better. And I like Michigan State.
All right, Mark, you've got the first pick here, and I think it's appropriate because I when were you born, Mark?
1956.
Okay, I knew it. I was going to say you're the only person who was alive. not meant as a dig at you, but you're the only person in the studio who was alive the last time that the Nebraska Cornhuskers were a 24-point underdog at home. It happened in 1957. They are a 24-point dog to Ohio State this weekend. Mark, you get to pick this one first.
Cow.
See, look how that worked out. Very nicely.
I never thought I'd see that before. It's too many points, I think. Give me Nebraska.
What was the Wisconsin final?
It was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
It got pretty ugly in the end.
I want to say it's too many points, but at Ohio State has been really hot since they started Big Ten play. Granted, it's against Maryland and Rutgers, but I think Ohio State comes out, and I think they take care of that.
Uno, uno.
Ohio State tend to sleepwalk through a game at least once a year. And I'm tempted to say that this is going to be that game, but I'm not. I'll take Ohio State. Alex.
I said last year that the Ohio State-Nebraska game was going to be the week that Ohio State sleptwalked through a game and Nebraska was going to win. They lost 59-0. I will never pick Nebraska against Ohio State again. Give me the Buckeyes.
Sean, I have a feeling, but we're going to have you make it official.
You know it. Got to go with Ohio State, and Nebraska's just bad, guys. They're never very good, but they're real bad this year.
I agree. But 24 is a lot of points. And I think there is some little sliver of pride left in the Big Red program. Might lose by 3 touchdowns, but that's not 24. I'll take that last minute cover for Nebraska.
You know, Mike Riley got really excited. He saw OSU was coming to Lincoln this weekend. He thought maybe it was the folks in Corvallis coming to rescue him, but I know. There we go. Game number 5. It's the Red River Rivalry or the Red River Shootout. They call it the rivalry now because, you know, don't want to say shootout.
No. Nope.
Kyle, Oklahoma, a 7.5-point favorite against the Texas Longhorns at the old Texas State Fair.
Oklahoma's got something to prove after last weekend. I think they come out with a fire lit under them. They have to take care of that.
I want to take Texas here. I really do. But I think, and I don't take offense to this, Iowa State fans, but I think Oklahoma was putting a lot of eggs into the basket this weekend and kind of looked past Iowa State last week. And as such, I will take Oklahoma in this game, thinking that they're going to pound Texas. But I really don't know what direction to go on that game. But I'll take Oklahoma because, well, it'd be pointless if I skipped. Have we ever had anybody in the history of the pick six pass on a game and go,
no,
I'd rather go 5-0 this week?
No. No
okay.
Passing.
Alex, no passing.
All right. Well,
Vikings can't pass.
I like
Texas. Greg Davis's offense.
No.
You cannot pass.
Texas's defense, I think, is the best in the Big 12, but they can't hold Baker Mayfield down for a second week. And I don't think that Texas will be able to score with Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma wins big.
Sean, what do you like, Oklahoma or Texas?
You know, I had a pretty good time tailgating last week, so I didn't get to see any of the games after the Iowa game. But Iowa State, I was told, beat Oklahoma. That tells me everything I need to know. I'm taking Texas.
Texas defense is really, really good. Saw them against USC. Saw them against Iowa State. And might not win the game, but in a rivalry game and with that defense, I will take I'll take Bevo in 7.5 points.
Did you say this is at the State Fairgrounds?
At the Cotton Bowl.
At the Cotton Bowl. They do it every year during the Texas State Fair.
You ever watch that show Carnival Eats, Todd? The guy goes around to different state
do
fairs.
Do you think I watch the show Carnival Eats?
We've had a version of that on our show.
Yes, we have.
Oklahoma's going to run into the State Fairgrounds and have the pick of the litter, so I don't think this is going to be close.
And all you guys must think Iowa State's real good.
Well, I think they're pretty good.
You know what? Here's my chance to make that statement, because our last game is Iowa State hosting Kansas this weekend. 20.5-point favorites at home. The tiebreaker will be David Montgomery rushing yards. And, boy, you know, we go back to that Michigan State-Minnesota game when we're talking about a hangover. And is it hard not to think Iowa State is going to be coming down from the natural high of beating? It's Kansas football. Give me Iowa State, and they'll cover the 20.5. And for David Montgomery, I'll give him a nice 109 yards on the ground.
I'm going to go with Iowa State as well. Kansas, I don't know what adjective I can use to describe this football team. It's just so bad what's happening right now in Lawrence, and they're trying to get better with bringing Doug Meacham in, but they have no players there. Iowa State wins big, and Montgomery goes for 140.
I should have put Joel Lanning rushing yards as the tiebreaker because, you know, who knows? Who knows, Scott? Sean, you're up.
Rushing yards, we'll go with 110, and I'm going with Kansas. Why isn't Kansas a 30-point favorite? Iowa State is so good.
We'll find out.
All right, Scott.
Can't we talk to Mr. Newell from the Kansas City Star earlier this week, and I asked him, is Kansas any better? And he said, can we talk? I thought we were going to talk about basketball. All I needed to know, Iowa State's going to win this thing by 3 miles. Give me 159.
Doesn't Iowa State and Iowa each have 2 losses?
Correct.
Which is the team that has beaten a top 5 team on the road?
Oh, shots fired.
Shots fired.
Hey, I'll see you Saturday, Sean. Give me Iowa State.
Didn't Iowa State and Iowa play?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding it.
Rushing yards.
Get that line either.
Mark.
Oh, rushing yards.
122.
Oh, I thought you were going to rider us for a moment.
There's two things going on here, which is you think Iowa State's going to be on a hangover, and you think that's kind of a lot of points, but Kansas has given up 121 points in the last 2 weeks to West Virginia and Texas Tech. They cannot match up with that vertical spread offense of Iowa State. Iowa State's going to win big, and I'll take 120 for Montgomery.
Well, there you have it. The picks are in the books, and you can call right now 319-366-1600. We need 6 callers. Pick one of the prognosticators, and whoever did the best job this week, as Alex did a week ago in going 6-0, you're going to win a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub, located on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. How about that?
There you go. And if people want to get in the golf tournament Saturday, Sean, how can they get a hold of you and fill those last 3 spots?
The best way to do it is give me a call, 319-430-2589. That is my personal cell, and I'm giving it out on the radio. Give me a call. I'd like to get at least 2, but possibly 3 more teams in it. And hopefully the rain holds off. We'll see.
All right. We're going to make it hold off. Duker and I are ready, man.
Rain gear. What the heck?
That's right. As long as there's no lightning, right?
No lightning.
There you go. Hey, we'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you then.
All right. 319-366-1600. That is phone number.